So St. Lawrence was a deacon of the church around the year 250. He was one of seven deacons that served with the Holy Father, with the Pope, as they governed the churches in Rome. So just as an aside, you know, oftentimes there's confusion in the world about the foundation of the Catholic Church, and some of those who hate the truth will say that the church was invented by Constantine in the year 325. Well, we're celebrating a man who was martyred for the faith as a member of the church 75 years before that. So those lies that get circled around sometimes are easily refutable, but we need to know the truth of our faith, our family history, because as we study the lives of the saints, these are our brothers and sisters in the Lord, our family of faith. And there was a great persecution going on around this time. And the emperor had made a decree that all the clerics would be persecuted, would be martyred, would be killed. And so a couple of days ago, we had an optional memorial for the Pope at that time. And him and the six deacons, six of the seven deacons, were martyred that day. And Lawrence, kind of distraught, told the Holy Father, like, you've never offered the sacrifice without me by your side. How are you going to your martyrdom now without me there with you? And the Holy Father told Lawrence, basically, don't worry, you'll be joining me soon. And so Lawrence's name was on the list of those to be killed. And he said, well, give me some time so I can gather the treasures of the church. Because that was part of his duty, was to administer the treasures of the church. So the emperor told him to bring all the treasures to me. As we heard in his first reading from St. Paul about the generosity that's expected of us as disciples of Christ. That the early church was so generous and taking care of the poor and the needy and the widows and the orphans, that the Romans thought that there was this great amassed wealth that they were hiding somewhere. And so this is why they told Lawrence to bring to them all the treasures, thinking there'd be mounds and mounds of gold and other precious vessels. But what Lawrence did when it was time to bring the treasures, as he gathered all of the poor and the crippled and the blind and the lame, all the downtrodden, he said, these are the treasures of the church. In the gospel, when Jesus is talking about losing your life and saving your life, then we often talk about the great paradox that's necessary for us to be a Christian. That what the world tells us is good and necessary is not necessarily what the gospel teaches us, not necessarily what Jesus expects from us. It requires a radical reorientation of our mind and our heart to be a disciple of Jesus. How else will we be willing to give our life for Jesus and for his church if we have the mindset of the world about what is valuable, what is good, what should be first in our life? And when we're baptized into the death of Jesus. So from that moment on, we should begin a dying of self, of stripping away of everything of this world so that we can live completely and fully for Jesus. It says a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies. It should be a daily reality for us, which is why we can be generous with our material wealth and our material belongings, because we know we don't need them, that in Christ Jesus we have all that we will ever need. So as we study the lives of the saints and we allow them to be, as Pope Benedict said, the constellations in our lives, those guiding posts that direct us on our course, we can fully embrace the gospel call of death to self so that Christ can live within us. This is what we saw on display in the life of St. Lawrence. St. Lawrence is known as a patron of comedians. You might know this story. He was grilled to death, put on the open flame. And it says that as he was burning, it smelt like sweet bread. And then he told his executioner, turn me over, I'm done on this side. As he was going to his death. Completely dead to the world already, it didn't matter to him what they did to him. And so we pray for that grace, that if our lives are asked for us, that we will willingly say yes. But to get to that point, we have to die those million little pinpricks every day. The small little martyrdoms, the inconveniences, the mortifications that the Lord's asking of us today. Let's ask St. Lawrence for that grace to say yes. We say yes to dying to this world so we can say yes to life, eternal life with God forever.